Maria Miley read the play Detroit right after she was hired by Philadelphia Theater Company to direct it. That's when she first saw that the script calls for some suggestion of a fire, and she wanted a real one.
Every script has some kind of really compelling challenge, and that's always a good place to start to think about how you want to make something for an audience. I totally wanted to use the fire.
And so began a major effort for a highly incendiary stage effect. Detroit is the story of a suburban couple who get to know new neighbors, and fire is just a part of the plot. Matteo Scammell is part of the cast.
You don't see fire inside of buildings usually and not panic. I was like, oh my God, there's fire, and it's right there.
So all actors to the stage, please. All actors sitting on the stage.
Matthew Lewandowski is the production manager for Philadelphia Theater Company, and he began coordinating efforts to make the fire happen soon after Myleaf decided she wanted the play to have a real one.
We did a little research on the law of the land, the permitting process that it takes in Philadelphia. Spoke to a couple other theaters in the area about their past experiences. And then we also brought on in an effects company from Brooklyn.
Backstage at a rehearsal just before opening night, Lewandowski was pointing out some of the special effects.
It's a butane-fed system. We have one operator that sits back here for the entire scene. He's in charge of all the safety of the gas. A fuel gel for the bonfire. A butane-fed torch, which is a specially created prop.
A butane flame won't make a noise, so what you're hearing is the sound of a fire, created by sound designer Daniel Perlstein, to play in the theater just after Scammell lights a torch and his character, Kenny, then sets the fire. Scammell quickly got used to the idea.
It felt really awesome to have the fire in my hand. I mean, as a pyromaniacal kid, like lighting stuff on fire, it's like it's a dream come true to be able to do it on stage.
Lisa D'Amore's play premiered in Chicago 4 years ago. The Philadelphia Theater Company's is the first production to use actual fire. Myleaf, the director, says the fire isn't the main event in the play, but allows the production to make points about dynamics that attract us.
You know, fire is beautiful. Everybody likes to stand around a fireplace or a campfire, and it's beautiful fire, and it's dangerous. So I was trying to replicate that dynamic of why it's compelling and why you need to stay away from it.
I can't guarantee that many shows sizzle, but Detroit, running through November 9th at the Suzanne Roberts Theater, is surely set up for it. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.